This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Massive crowds in Lebanon turned out for two opposing gatherings today. Backers of Hezbollah attended the funeral of a slain militant blamed for hundreds of American deaths. And their pro-Western opponents gathered to mark the death of Rafiq Hariri, the former prime minister who was assassinated 3 years ago. Hezbollah's former security chief, Imad Mounouni, was killed in a car bombing in Syria Tuesday night. Hezbollah blames Israel for the killing and has called for revenge. Israel denies having anything to do with it. Both Israeli and American officials called Mounouni a mass murderer and hailed his death. In Iraq, lawmakers have managed to push through three key measures that had paralyzed the parliament for weeks. Lawmakers set a date for provincial elections. They allotted $48 billion for 2008 spending, and they voted to provide limited amnesty to detainees in Iraqi custody. The vote had been held up in part by Kurdish leaders, afraid that their region would get short shrift in the budget. Immediately after the session, which capped weeks of tough political wrangling, the parliament began a five-week holiday. To Washington now, where President Bush signed the economic stimulus bill into law. During a White House ceremony yesterday, Bush said he and members of Congress are aware there is a lot of concern about the economy.
Congress passed a really good piece of legislation, and they did so in a very expeditious manner.
The economic stimulus bill includes rebate checks and tax incentives for businesses. The first checks of $300 to $1,200 for individuals and couples will begin going out in May. And while no one can tell you what to do with that money, the government is hoping you don't put it in the bank. Instead, you'll go out and spend it and give the economy a boost. A new poll released today shows presidential candidate Hillary Clinton with double-digit leads over Barack Obama in Ohio and Pennsylvania, both crucial states in upcoming primaries. Clinton has lost eight straight contests to Obama, and she's been campaigning hard in Texas and other delegate-rich states to try to regain momentum in the tight Democratic race. Obama, meanwhile, has been in Wisconsin, where he blamed the Bush administration for the current economic hard times. Here he is speaking yesterday in Janesville.
The fallout from the housing crisis that's cost jobs and wiped out savings was not an inevitable part of the business cycle. It was a failure of leadership and imagination in Washington.
Obama said if elected president, he'd spend $210 billion over 10 years to create jobs in construction and environmental industries. And finally, Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig received a harsh scolding from the Senate Ethics Committee yesterday for that whole sexting operation scandal in Minneapolis last summer. More details from NPR's David Wellna.
The three Democrats and three Republicans on the Senate Ethics Panel made public the three-page letter they sent Senator Craig. In it, he's told he's being publicly admonished by the committee for conduct he pled guilty to 6 months ago after being arrested in the airport men's room sexting. It said that conduct had, quote, reflected discreditably on the Senate. The panel also chided Craig for showing the arresting officer his Senate business card and saying to him, "What do you think about that?" It further faulted him for trying to reverse the guilty plea in a Minnesota court, as well as for having spent more than $200,000 in campaign funds to pay legal fees. Craig intends to retire from the Senate when his term expires.
NPR's David Wellna. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.